Blog Talk Radio.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren.
The upper room. The upper room. The upper room.
Of the Last Supper, i.e. the cenacle. But it was not the upper room found in Mark 14:15 and Luke 22:12 is the site of the Last Supper. However, the upper room in Zion, Acts 1:13, located on Mount Zion in the city of David, was the usual place where the apostles of Adonai Grupu stayed in Jerusalem. And according to the Rastafari Encyclopedia, based upon Acts 2:42, as it is written, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and in prayers. It was thus the first church of the Nazarene, our black master and savior, Jesus Christ, and said by many to be the first Christian church, Christian church, Christian church, Christian church.
Oh, Rastafari, no saying that. Mash it up. Let me say mash it up, me mash it down. In the ground. Oh, Rastafari, and don't click on it. I'm listening to the job. Rastafari, young. Dedication. So I'll keep them into a church when them small. Fuck on me in a church. Church of God, church of Christ, any church, young. Long, more, long, more, long.
Valley long ago, long, 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 long
just from my Bible now. Now I read that psalm, yeah? Now show you, say, well, who is that Christian? Yeah? Hear me say, in the old Lord God, the Rastafari, do I put my trust? Let me never be ashamed. Bow down thy head to me. Deliver me speedily. Thou art my strong refuge in time of trouble. Restore to me. I love it because you give me the victory. Come and say many people doubt him, but I can do without him. Cause that's the why I love him so. Restore to me. Long ba dong ba dong dong. One pretty quang long dong dong dong.
When they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
Dance will be a special invocation to the man called Mike Tyson. OJ Simpson, Magic Johnson. Along with the brethren called Tupac and Snoop Dogg, them have a trouble. Tell me why they fighting the people. Go on with a perplex of a treason. Me know some of them are them, land up for them are evil. Me sing, how me tell them rap. Me ball, read. Jaja is real. Who can hear I go feel? Rap for up his seven seal. Me sing again, hear me. But me say devil, devil. And up of them a devil, devil, devil. Devil and them dealing with evil. Devil, devil. And up of them a devil, devil, devil. Devil and them fighting your people. In days of old it was man like Samson. Master God with the boy them tackle. Them tackle Master God and them don't lose the buckle. Boy them never know what the wrong man be tackle. And Mr. Mandela them send a prison. The man come here now and the struggle continue on. The other day it was Michael Jackson. Then them set up she won Magic Johnson. Then them jawed up on Mr. Mike Tyson. Then them set up she OJ Simpson. Well Tupac and Snoop Dogg them have and them a shuffle. Tell me who next them want send go a prison. Tell me right now because me want know the reason. devil and them dealing with evil. Devil, devil, and enough of them a devil, devil, devil. Devil and them fighting some people. Chorus of people, no, no take up on the Bible. Come chase vampire, no from out of the temple. In the father name, a where the whole of them a gamble. Just send me come to set a better example. Clean out the Israelite house and them temple. Long dress for Sharon and the daughter named Dimple. Rest of people, me a beg on up humble. You seek master God and you seek him simple. I saw the man him a go send down the blessing. But real, how me Jaja is real. Make me tell you about real. Who can hear a go feel? Rest put up his seven seal. Me sing again, hear me sing. But me say devil, devil. And up a them a devil, devil, devil. Devil and them fighting the people. Devil, devil. And up a them a devil, devil, devil. Devil and them dealing with evil. Tell me Sabasa, tell me Sabos the castle. And toss away the shotgun and fling away the rifle. Tell me my people and the one them of a jungle. Let's get together, make the world that we go raise. Progress we want now for all of the people. And Jaja say that a good verse is evil. Me a fish off in the Maccabee Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Torah and the wicked a go crumble. And when them see the man, say them a be humble. Watch how them walk in and stumble, them a stumble. Under them tongue, where them a grumble. And them don't know how say the man simple. But when him come in at the fire, them circle well real. Oh, me Jaja is real. Who can hear a go feel? Rasp us up his seven seal. Me sing again, hear me sing. And me say devil, devil. And enough of them a devil, devil, devil. Devil and them dealing with evil. Devil, devil. And enough of them a devil, devil, devil. Devil and them fighting the people. In days of old it was man like Samson. Master God away the boy them tackle. Them tackle Master God and them done lose the buckle. Boy them never know what the wrong man fit tackle. And Mr. Mandela them send a prison. The man come here now and the struggle continue on. The other day it was Michael Jackson. Then them set up the Magic Johnson. Then them Jordan from Mr. Mike Tyson. Then them set up the OJ Simpson. Tupac and Snoop Dogg them up and them a shuffle. Tell me who next them was and go a prison. Please tell me no, call me one or the reason. Want to know if perplex or a treason. Tell me no why them fighting the people. Tell me no because the whole of them are evil but real.
And when they would come in, they went up into an upper room.
What's the use in talking about love? And you don't read the Bible and get reality. Well, here comes a man called Earl B. Wilson, called the Bible story. I happen to be the doctor of philosophy. Mercy, love, kill you. One. Jamaica, heaven and earth, in a only 6 day. Upon the 7 day, in go rest and pray. Make the animals for me, the bird them fillet. The green vegetables we eat every day. Make the whole universe them call the Milky Way. Make Adam and Eve, but them did not obey. Them have two tongues, so them sing the same way. Cocky and kill evil and them put him in a cave. So God call Noah immediately and tell him to gather all of his family. Then him take one flood, wash the wicked away. Old Papa Jacob a 12 boy picking it. Joseph gets a coat pretty like jewelry. But him brother them tell him just true jealousy. Say Moses was born in a poor man city. Them hide him in the river from Pharaoh's army. But him free the Israelites from captivity. David killed Goliath, gave Saul the victory. And then became king at the age of 30. Solomon gave Queen and Sheba all of him jewelry. So check early B with Bible story. Then put Daniel down in the lion chamber. Through the powers of God, then couldn't hurt him structure. Said Jesus Christ born in a manger. Joseph his father, Mary his mother. Them sell Jesus for a bag of silver. Then put him on the cross in race 3 days after. Peter cut off a man's ears with a razor. The cock crow tries him deny the savior. Said this DJ must be a church member. Me know Deuteronomy, me know Joshua. Me study Solomon, me know Isaiah. Me say me name early, be me know me intelligent. Say anywhere me go, me say me act decent. Say when it come to violence, me know me innocent. Well here are the books of the New Testament. It don't matter too much. Say Luke and John. Say Acts, Roman and Corinthian. You have Galatian, Ephesian and Philippian. Say Thessalonian and Thessalonian. Say Titus, Timothy and Philemon. You have Hebrew, James and Peter and John. You know the last two are Jude and Revelation. Me say this DJ must be
Christian. A brain like mine's worth 10 million. So get this fancy funk ya fit ya man. A tune like this soon reach number one. Me read Genesis unto Revelation. Come in, is a youth, me have me ambition. Say me follow for me daddy and me follow for me mama. Cause I ain't is a youth and me no do nothing wrong. Say Jamaica, say heaven and earth. And Jaja make the sea and a Jaja make the dirt. A Jaja make the pants and a Jaja make the skirt. Jamaica, heaven and earth. In a only 6 days. And from the 7 days him go rest and pray. He make the animals for me. The bird them filet. The green vegetable free we eat every day. He make the whole universe and call it Milky Way. He make Adam and Eve, but them did not obey. Them have two tummies, let them sing the same way. Cocky and kill evil and him hide him in a clear. So God call Noah immediately and tell him to gather all of him family. Then him pick one flood, wash the wicked away. Say Papa Jacob a 12 boy picking it. Joseph gets a...
from black people, yeah. Jaja pick me must know the truth. You can't fool all the youths, yeah, you know. Because give me the Bible, want give me Bible, give me the Bible, original Bible. Give me the Bible, rootsman Bible. Give me the Bible, the cultural Bible. Then generally, we down the country, we go check Maccabee. Because we want the Bible, cultural Bible. Give me the Bible, Maccabee Bible. Give me the Bible, original Bible. Give me the Bible, the Maccabee Bible. Shall have it done in Babylon. Yeah, give me the Bible, one for me Bible. Give me the Bible, Maccabee Bible, original Bible, cultural Bible, you know, original Bible, no carbon copy, you know. I say you fool black people long time. I say you rob up our language and our culture. Tell black people how you think. Give them all kind of something to drink. Cause give me the Bible, one for me Bible. Give me the Bible, Maccabee Bible. Give me the Bible, one for me Bible. Give me the Bible, original Bible. Black people got to know what to do. A full time sight of delight. Can't what was beaten from the wise and
come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
Yeah. Because the way they've been taught about the Bible That is not the way of the Bible. You know what I mean? Because if I was living in that world where the everyday interpretation of the Bible go on, then I would have ate the Bible too. But now that we have found the right way of the Bible, then the Bible is to be loved, because the Bible is a record of man creation. It's the only book tell you, it's the only book can make, can show you where mankind begin without any prejudice or anything like that, any boastiness, pride or anything. It just have how it go, and that's it. Mm-hmm. Well, all the Christian people, not even a Christian, all the people who go to churches interpret the Bible and the preachers them. That is not the right way. Because the greatest thing is that life. See? It's life. Life I deal with. If the preacher read the Bible and tell you that you have to die to go to heaven, then he's not reading the Bible. Because the Bible tells you, you have to live in a heaven. You don't die and go to heaven. You have to live in heaven. You know, a lot of places on earth could be, but Africa is our heaven, because that's where we come from. You know, maybe if it's a Swiss, maybe if you're from Switzerland and the people know God, then maybe you could live in peace, unity, harmony, you know. But, you know, people are stubborn on this earth because of material vanity.
You read the Bible. Oh, there's this passage I got memorized. Sort of fixes, can't fix.
My Bible. Only it alone can carry me through.
Yeah, my last word of a sodomite, this is God's justice.
My Bible. Oh, only it alone can carry me through. My Bible, oh, only it alone can carry me through.
I'm gonna tell myself justice, you know what that justice.
Whoa, my Bible, oh. My Bible, oh, oh, only it alone can carry me through. I don't wanna see no phobia, man. Need attendance from Jaja around the clock, 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 clock. Due to the basic principle and the moral law, I never left my Bible, no way, you see. My Bible, oh, 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 only it alone can carry me through. Don't you make no way for the negative way, way, way. Why don't you give way to the positive way? Oh, boy. My Bible, oh, it alone can carry me through. Ooh. My Bible, oh, it alone is the positive way.
Psalm 81.
Mizmor pe alef lam natseya al hagittit le asaf. let us out, let us out, let us out, let us out, let us out.
Sing aloud unto God our strength, our strength.
Uzzenu, 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 uzzenu. Harninu l'Elohim, uzzenu, 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 uzzenu.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob, God of Jacob, God of Jacob.
L'Elohe Yaakov, l'Elohe Yaakov, l'Elohe Yaakov. Hari'u l'Elohe Yaakov, l'Elohe Yaakov, l'Elohe Yaakov, l'Elohe Yaakov, l'Elohe Yaakov.
Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways! I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. But their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied, 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 have satisfied.
I discovered a version that's not the King James Version. Yes, I. Out of Ethiopia. Yes, I.
Ethiopia.
I never mentioned it is for slow.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Verse right here for this Torah portion, reading and feeding, the fifth aliyah, the Hamishi aliyah, verse 14, the concept of offerings, fifth item, Hamishi. And he brought the bullock, sons laid their hands upon the head of the bullock for a sin offering. Vayagesha eta para ha chataat Vayisa yisa mok Vayis mok Ahirono uvanayu eta idehem ala rosha para ha chataat. And he slew it, and Moshe took Hadam, the blood, and put it upon the horns of HaMizbeach, the altar, round about with his finger, and purified HaMizbeach, the altar, and poured Hadam, the blood, at the bottom of HaMizbeach, the altar, and sanctified it to make reconciliation upon it. And he took all the fat, chalev, that was upon the inwards, and the caul above, the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat. And Moshe burnt it upon HaMizbeach, the altar. But the bullock and his hind handed Moshe. And he brought the ram for the burnt offering. And Aharonu Banayu, Aaron and his sons, laid their hands, the head of the ram. And he killed it. And Moshe sprinkled Hadam, the blood, upon HaMizbeach, the altar, round about. And he cut the ram into pieces. And Moshe burnt the head, the ras, the rosh, and the pieces, and the chalev, the fat. And he washed the inwards and the legs in water, and Moshe burnt the whole ram upon HaMizbeach, the altar. It was a burnt sacrifice for a sweet savor, and an offering made by fire, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, as the Yahweh commanded Moshe. And he brought the other ram, the realm of consecration. And Aharon Obanayo, Aaron and his sons laid their hands upon the Rosh, the head of the Ram, the Ram. And here at the 23rd, at this 23rd verse right here, here we're at this 23rd verse right here, and at this 23rd verse right here, we're actually at the 22nd verse, make the connection here, 22nd verse right here, we have the Sheshi, we have the Sheshi, or the sixth Aliyah for this Shabbat Shal. Wayakreb etaha ayilaha shani ayil ayilaha mialuima we isa neku aheronu banayo eta yidehem al rosh ha ayil ha ha ayil ayil ayil. And he brought the other ram, the second ram, the ram of consecration, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands upon the head, the Ras, the head of the Ram. Why some meku aheronu banayu eta yidehem al rosh ha ayir. Consecration, the sixth item, the blood hadam applied. Verse 23. And he slew it, and Moshe took Hadam, the blood of it, and put great toe of his right foot, and he brought Aharon's sons, and Moshe put of Hadam the blood upon the tip of their right ear, and upon the thumbs of their right hands, and upon the great toes of their right feet. And Moses sprinkled Hadam the blood upon HaMizbeach, the altar round about. And he took the chalev, the fat, and the rump, and all the fat that was upon the inwards, and the caul above, the liver, and the two kidneys, and their fat, and the right shoulder. And out of the basket of unleavened bread that was lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, he took one unleavened cake and a cake of oiled bread and one wafer, and put them on the fat and upon the right shoulder. Consecration, the seventh item, the hands filled. Consecration, the seventh item, the hands filled. Verse 27. And he put all upon Aharon's hands, and upon his son's hands, and waved them for a wave offering, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. And Moshe took them from off their hands, and burnt them on HaMizbeach, the altar, upon the burnt offering. They were consecrations for a sweet savor. It is an offering made by fire, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. And Moses took the breast and waved it for a wave offering, lifnei Yahuwah, for of the ram of consecration. It was Moshe's part, as the Yahweh commanded Moshe. sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study.
Bonum again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm.
Psalm 119. Aleph. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies, and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity, they walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes! Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. Bet. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Gimel. Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath unto thy judgments at all times. Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimonies. Princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. Dalit. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts. So shall I talk of thy wondrous works. My soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according unto thy word. Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me thy law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. I have stuck unto thy testimonies. O Lord, put me not to shame. I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. Hey. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies, and not to covetousness. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way. Establish thy word unto thy servant, who is devoted to thy fear. Turn away my reproach, which I fear, for thy judgments are good. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. Vav. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproacheth me, for I trust in thy word. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in thy judgments. So shall I keep thy law continually forever and ever, and I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed. And I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved, and I will meditate in thy statutes. Zion. Remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. The proud have had me greatly in derision, yet have I not declined from my law. I remembered thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. Horror hath taken hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake thy law. Thy statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night, and have kept thy law. This I had because I kept thy precepts. Chet, thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy words. I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. I thought on my ways, and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. I made haste, and delayed not to keep thy commandments. The bands of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy law. At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee, because of thy righteous judgments. I am a companion of all them that fear thee, and of them that keep thy precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. Tet. Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according unto thy word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word. Thou art good and doest good. Teach me thy statutes. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in thy law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. Yod. Thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding, that I may learn thy commandments. They that fear thee will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in thy word. I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, and that thou in faithfulness hast afflicted me. Let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to thy word unto thy servant. Let thy tender mercies come unto me, that I may live. For thy law is my delight. Let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me without a cause. But I will meditate in thy precepts. Let those that fear thee turn unto me, and those that have known thy testimonies. Let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I be not ashamed.
Yes, yes, yes. Shalom, Chavarim. Here, here. Today's daily psalm is Psalm 119, one of the longest psalms here. Our alphabetical psalm here. We have 8 times 22 verses right here, here, here. That was the first part, verses 1 to 80. Then we're going to take up verses 81 to 178 right here, here, here. Key teaching right here in this alphabetical Aleph Beit, according to the Hebrew, 22 of the Hebrew alphabet. Key theme here is Ha Torah.
Abba Gada Ha Taya Kaya Mana Sai Patala Warashata Ha Ha.
My soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. Mine eyes fail for thy word, saying, When wilt thou comfort me? For I am become like a bottle in the smoke. Yet do I not forget thy statutes. How many are the days of thy servant? When wilt thou execute judgment on them that persecute me? The proud have digged pits for me, which are not after thy law. All thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help thou me. They had almost consumed me upon earth, but I forsook not thy precepts. Quicken me after thy loving kindness, so shall I keep the testimony of thy mouth. Lamed. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. They continue this day according to thine ordinances, for all are thy servants. Unless thy law had been my delights, I should then have perished in mine affliction. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. I am thine. Save me, for I have sought thy precepts. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimonies. I have seen an end of all perfection, but thy commandment is exceeding broad. Mem. Oh, how love I thy law! It is my meditation all the day. Thou, through thy commandments, hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. Nun, thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. I have sworn, and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word. Accept, I beseech thee, the free will offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgments. My soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget thy law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I erred not from thy precepts. Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined mine heart to perform thy statutes alway, even unto the end. Samith. I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandment of my God. Uphold me according unto thy word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I will have respect unto thy statutes continually. Thou hast trodden down all them that err from thy statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore I love thy testimonies. My flesh trembleth for fear of thee, and I am afraid of thy judgments. Ein. I have done judgment and justice. Leave me not to mine oppressors. Be surety for thy servant for good. Let not the proud oppress me. Mine eyes fail for thy salvation and for the word of thy righteousness. Deal with thy servant according unto thy mercy, and teach me thy statutes. I am thy servant. Give me understanding, that I may know thy testimonies. It is time for thee, Lord, to work, for they have made void thy law. Therefore I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. Therefore I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. Thy testimonies are wonderful. Therefore doth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for thy commandments. Look thou upon me, and be merciful unto me, as thou usest to do unto those that love thy name. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Deliver me from the oppression of man. So will I keep thy precepts. Make thy face to shine upon my servant, and teach me thy statutes. Rivers of waters run down mine eyes, because they keep not thy law. Tzaddik. Righteous art thou, O Lord, and upright are thy judgments. Thy testimonies that thou hast commanded are righteous and very faithful. My zeal hath consumed me, because mine enemies have forgotten thy words. Thy word is very pure. Therefore thy servant loveth it. I am small and despised, yet do not I forget thy precepts. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Trouble and anguish have taken hold on me, yet thy commandments are my delights. The righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live. Kuf. I cried with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord, I will keep thy statutes. I cried unto thee, save me, and I shall keep thy testimonies. I prevented the dawning of the morning and cried, I hoped in thy word. Mine eyes prevent the night watches, that I might meditate in thy word. Hear my voice according unto thy loving kindness. O Lord, quicken me according to thy judgment. They draw nigh that follow after mischief. They are far from thy law. Thou art near, O Lord, and all thy commandments are truth. Concerning thy testimonies, I have known of old that thou hast founded them forever. Resh. Consider mine affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget thy law. Plead my cause and deliver me. Quicken me according to thy word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they seek not thy statutes. Great are thy tender mercies, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgments. Many are my persecutors and mine enemies, yet do I not decline from thy testimonies. I beheld the transgressors and was grieved, because they kept not thy word. Consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. Shin. Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love. 7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Lord, I have hoped for thy salvation and done thy commandments. My soul hath kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I have kept thy precepts and thy testimonies, for all my ways are before thee. Tav. Let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. Let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee, and let thy judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments.
Yod.
Lamed. Mem. Nun. Samech. Ein. Hey. Sadik. Kuf. Resh. Shin. Tav. Aleph. Bet. Gimel. Dalet. Hey. Vav. Zayin. Chet. Tet. Yod. Kaf. Lamed. Mem. Nun. Samech. Ein. Hey. Tzadik. Kuf. Resh. Shin. Tav. Aleph. Bet. Gimel. Dalet. Hey. Vav. Zayin. Chet. Tet. Yod. Kaf. Lamed. Mem. Nun. Samech. Ein. Hey. Tzadik. Kuf. Resh. Shin. Tav.
Shalom, Chabarim, Shalom. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the Order of Malachias Tzedek, we have Mizmor Kof Yod Tet. Kof Yod Tet. Kof Yod Tet. Psalm CXIX, Psalm 119. And it's themed, Chabarim, Torah, the way of life. Mizmor Kof Yod Tet. Some might say Kof Yod Tet. Psalm 119, Psalm CXIX is themed Torah, the way of life. Torah, Jah's directions, instructions, the teaching of His Majesty, the glory of His Divine Majesty, Ha Torah, the way of life, the way of life and the way of liberty. Hear, 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 Shema Israel. Today's daily psalm, an extraordinary declaration of the joy and help Jah guide and protect, guidance, His help, His assistance. An extraordinary declaration of the joy and help that Torah, Ha Torah, the Orit, Ethiopically the Orit Torah, brings to those who conduct their life, their liberty, under its direction, fills the longest of the Psalms. Here we have the longest of the Mizmor of the chants, the intonations, Mizmor Kof Yod Tet. It consists of 22 stanzas to correspond with the number of the letters in the Hebrew alphabet, in the Hebrew Aleph Beit, in the Hebrew first house, the alphabet, the Abugida, Aleph Beit Gimel Dalet, up to 22. Each stanza comprises 8 verses, all beginning with the same letter, respectively, the same letter, each of the 8 verses in turn, until the alphabet is completed. Until the Aleph Beit, the first house, is completed. That the author was acquainted with Mizmor, with Psalm XIX, Hebraically verses 8 to 10, I think in the KJV, that'd be verses 7 to 9. Psalm 19, verses 7 to 9, I think in the Hebrew, verses 8 to 10, is certain that the author was acquainted with Psalm 19. Verses 7 to 9, KJV, verses 8 to 10 in the Sefer Tehillim, Hebraically, because he adopts the key words, adoption of the key words, key word, key word, the key words. He adopts the key words there use, and taking them and others as his motif, weaves them into a verbal fugue, They say fuga, fugue. I think this is a French term, but into a composition, a mosaic, so to speak. It is an individual, an indivisible dual, an individual who draws so lavishly upon his resources, drawing upon the resources of language to convey his love of HaTorah, his love of Jah's directions, guidance, instructions, the teaching, and what a force it is in his life, in his liberty, in one's liberty. But he is the spokesman of many of his co-religionist, co-iriticalist, co-spiritualist, so to speak, who would endorse his tribute. He, it is said, probably lived in the 5th century and was an ardent disciple, an ardent Talmid, an ardent disciple of the school of Ezra, the scribe. So here, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachi, Sedek, the longest psalm, but the instructional psalm. And here in the season, the reason for the season, this is a key psalm in the season. This is a key psalm for the Hebrew instruction, especially concerning the 22, and giving as examples in each of the 8 verses, words and verbs, nouns and verbs, words, sound, power, corresponding to each of the 22, the 22 of the Hebrew alphabet, the Aleph Beit, referred to as the Abu Gida, Aleph Beit Gimel Dalet, the first 4 right there, up to the 22nd, from Aleph to Tav, or Ha Aleph, the Aleph to Tawe, the Hebrew Alpha, the original Alpha and Omega, the Hebrew A to T, Aleph to Tau. In today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Yotet Torah, Jah's direction, instructions of the way of life, the way of liberty, of his divine majesty. Give ear, hear.
Betolati Yahuwa Ashreya Notreya Edotayo Bekol Leva Yida Reshuvu Aflo Faelo Aula Bia Derakayo Ahalako Ata Zwita Sekudeka Lishmor Meod Achlaya ikono derakai alishmor chukeka az lo evosh behavitia illa kola mitzvoteka odeka beha yosher leva beha lamdia mishapeteya zidakeka eta chukeka eshmor Allah ta'azveni ya'ada me'od.
Psalm 119. Aleph. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies, and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity, they walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. Aleph. Bet. Gimel. Aleph. Bet. Gimel. Dalet. Hey. Vav. Zayin. Chet. Tet. Yod. Kaf. Lamed. Mem. Nun. Samech. Ein. Hey. Tzadik. Kuf. Resh. Shin. Tav.
So here, let's touch on the Aleph, the Ah in Aleph right here, and also let's touch on some of the key words. Many of these key words in the first section, I think the second section, throughout the psalm we have these key words. But especially here in the opening, we have, I think, how many key words do we have here? We have at least six key words in the bait, in the first eight verses. First eight verses. Now, usually the translators in the King James and the Western Gentile Bibles usually translate as blessed. But the word that often is translated as blessed in the English in Psalm 119 verse 1 differs significantly from, for example, the word that we have in verse 12. In verse 1, we have ashrei, happiness, as we have in the first psalm. Ashrei ha'ish, happy is the man, happiness is the man. Ashrei ha'ish. While in the 12th verse, we have baruch Ata Yahuwah, blessed art thou, O he who be who he be, Yahuwah, or Jehovah. Now, what's interesting here is that this is also one of the places where the blessing formula that we say, Baruch Ata Yahuwah Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, blessed art thou, O he who be, Yahuwah, Jehovah Eloheinu, our Elohim, our power, Melech HaOlam, eternal king. One may say universal king, king of the ages. Or in a kind of a poor translation, they say king of the world. Well, the Alem is very interesting. But here the key first part from the scripture, we have here the formula, Baruch Ata, blessed art thou. Modern Judaism and many ones will say out of some deference to the Hashem, to the Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, the Yahweh name, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, they'll say Adonai, calling on the mercy name of he who be who he be, like the calling on the mercy of the court, like before a judge, your honor, calling that mercy Adonai as a deference to the Hashem, as one may not be worthy to call on that particular name without profaning that name, as we have in the 10 words called the 10 commandments. So in verse 12, it's more, quote, properly in English, the so-called blessed sense, the Baruch, Baruch Ata, or as some of our Hebrew and the Israelite ones say, Barakata. It's a Barakata, but actually it's Baruch Ata, Barukata, Barukata, Baruch Ata. But here, let's get to the first verse here. Aleph, Torah, the way of life. Let's go verse by verse and bring out some of the key words and the key reasonings here, because we find that, for example, Phineas, Phinehas, brazen mouth, as it may be translated, or mouth of the serpent, in a sense. But notice that Phineas doesn't say a thing, but he acts. And his actions are in alignment with even this psalm here, Psalm 119, Torah, the way of life. First verse right here, Hebrew first, then a more better Hebrew translation. Ashrei Timimei Darek Haholkim B'Torat Yahuwah, B'Torat Yahuwah. Here we have, happy are they that are upright in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Ashrei, happiness. Timimei, Timimei, from the tamim sense, saying those who are perfect in the sense of nothing more, nothing less. This is the operative word that's used for the offerings, the burnt and the different kind of offerings, that they be tamim. Also use of Noah, Noah, says that he was perfect in his generation. Also used in a somewhat of a questionable translation, the English, concerning Ya'akov, when he said that he was a plain man. He was Tam. Tam in that singular sense, Tamim in the plural sense. Here it says, Ashrei Timimei, they who are perfect. And the sense of the perfect is nothing more, nothing less. Take the animal offerings. It's not a hybrid, not having something extra, and it's not an invalid, having something missing. But it's in the, you could say, in the pattern, right, that Yahuwah Eloheinu created it. This is the sense of perfect. So if it's like an offering of an animal, the animal is not to have two heads and three legs or something of that nature. For example, the Para Aduma, that chukat, that statute. Statute is also one of the key words. The paraduma, it had to be perfectly red, that even one, say, black here or white here would invalidate the para, or the fara aduma, the red heifer, the red hathor, so to speak. But here we have ashrei timimei darek. Darek. Darek is way. As we have name, I notice it's popular among some of we peoples, even in the diaspora, Derek, Derek, Derek. We say Derek. Here we have Darek from the same root, same word. Ashrei Timimei Darek. Happy, the happiness. And this word Ashrei is the same word that is used by Robeinu Yeshua. Yeshua HaMoshiach is used by Robeinu in the Beatitudes, according to the Hebrew, the Ashrei, when it says, blessed is this one, blessed is that one, the Beatitude, we could say the beautiful attitude, you know, that happiness. And the happiness here in the Hebrew context is not a so-called feeling, but it's a state of being, a state of being, right? Ashrei Timimei Darek HaHolkim B'Torat Yehoah, who walk, HaHolkim, Holkim. The Holkim are like the walkers from Halak, Ha, the Holkim. The walkers, the trotters, they who trod, B'Torat, in the Torah, Yehoah, of Yehoah, of he who be, who he be. Ashrei Timimei Darek HaHolkim B'Torat Yahuwah. Here. The first verse here, today's daily psalm, Mizmur Kofio Tate. Here in the Aleph, the first verse, another key point is that every opening word in today's daily psalm begins with that same letter. So here in the Aleph section, every first word, we have Ashrei, for example. Ashrei begins with Aleph. Now, here, some translators have upright, right, as we have here, upright. I have to probably pull out this King James Version so we can compare and contrast. Hold. Yes, let's pull out the King James sword right here to compare and contrast. Because here we have upright, and sometimes it's basically similar, but sometimes there's a difference. For example, in the King James Version, it begins off and it says what? It says, blessed are the undefiled. Okay, the undefiled. This would be correct in a Hebrew sense with the tamim when it speaks about the offerings, that they should be without blemish, complete, perfect. In other words, that animal having those parts that that kind of animal should have, nothing more and nothing less. But it's also applied with Noah. He was perfect in his generations, tamim. And it's also applied with Ya'akob. He was Tom, but the King James translates it as a plain man, right? A simple man in the sense of nothing more, nothing less. KJV says, blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of Yahuwah, of Jehovah. So the upright here, I would say that the King James brings out the Hebrew sense a little better here than even the Sefer Tehillim, the English bracket. But the key is the Hebrew. Ashrei timimei darek. The timimei, those who are tamim. The same Hebrew word as in Genesis chapter 17, verse 1, in part that reads, walk before me and be thou wholehearted. What does it read right here? It says, walk before me. King James Version brings it out like this, Genesis 17, and one, walk before me and be thou perfect. Perfect. The sense is upright as far as in conduct, but we have yashar for the word upright. Or some might bring out the sense of sincere. Sincere. So here we have the verse here in the Hebrew. Vayehi Avram ben tisha'im ashana v'teisha shanim. Vayera Yahuwah il Abraham vayomer Elayo ani el Shaddai hitahalek le fanai wehye tamim wehye from the higher sense, even the higher sense of Yahuwah, of he who be, who he be. But here he's saying to Abram, vehyeh, or vehyeh, and become tamim. Hitahalek, walk, lifanai, before I, in my face, in my presence, in my perception, hitahalek, lifanai, vehyeh, tamim, vehyeh, tamim. Wehye tamim, and be tamim. So here's where the Hebrew brings out even the clarity of the connection. So here we will say be perfect, that are perfect in the way, that are undefiled, brings out the Torah sense of the use of the word, who walk in the way of Yahuwah. So here Genesis chapter 17, verse 1, pointing to Abram, his first calling, Abram Ha-Ibri, Hebrew, he's not called Abram Ibri, but Abram Ha-Ibri, the Hebrew, the one who crosses over, those to whom the epithet applies. Here they have wholehearted, right? What we have in the KJV, perfect, undefiled. The epithet applies are undivided. So the Hebrew sense of tamim or Tam in the sense of Ya'ikob and Tamim in the sense of Noah, Noah, are undivided in their allegiance and completely guided by HaTorah, completely guided by the Torah, and we'll bring out the sense for the Talmudim, by the mother. The word Torat is a feminine word. So he who be who he be gives us she to keep. That's why it says in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 8, Bani, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, forsake not the Torah of thy mother. And Robeinu Yeshua HaNotri, he said it too. What did he say? He said that wisdom, Chokmah, is justified by all of her children. So our father, our mother. Verse 2 right here. Ashrei, Notzrei, Edotayo. Modern Hebrew, Edotav, but the ancient African Shemitic pointing, Ashrei, Notzrei, Edotayo. Bekol, Lei, Yidarishuhu. Happy, Ashrei, Beatitude. Happy, Ashrei, Notzrei, Notzrei, Edotayo, Notzrei Edotav, Notzrei Edotayo. Happy, happiness to them and to those that keep the word Notzrei. Now here's what's interesting. Jesus of Nazareth, let's say Jesus of Nazareth, we say Jesus, Yeshua HaNotzri. Ha what? HaNotzri, the what? The who? The Notzri. Interesting. Here is where another key, when we say that Nazarite and Nazareth is not the same in the Hebrew. Nazir, we have Nazir, Nazir in the Hebrew, and here we have Natsar, Natsar. Here we have Notzrei, the keepers, they who keep, those who guard. Yeshua HaNotzri, Yeshua the one who is the Notzri. So remember, Notzri here, a key of even the Nazareth from the Hebrew connection is the Notzri. Here it says Ashrei, the Beatitude, Notzrei. In a modern Hebrew sense, they would even use this to say Christian, right? The Notzri is one way of saying the Christians are literally in the Hebrew the Nazarenes, the keepers. Yeshua HaNotzri, Yeshua the Notzri, the keeper, right? Ashrei Notzrei Edotayo, Edotayo, Edotav. The Edot are testimonies. Bekol Lei, Bekol, call, all, in, by way of Bekol Lei. In all heart, literally in all heart, or wholehearted. Yidrishuhu, Yidrishu, they who seek Yahuwah while he may be found. Yidrishuhu, those who seek him. So we have the Torah, right? From the first here into the second verse, the way. Remember the Darek from the first verse, the Darek. To be made direct, who are perfect, complete, nothing lacking, nothing superfluous, nothing over. The path of life that is delineated, that's laid out, line upon line, and precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. The path of life, what is the direct or haderek? What is the way? It's the path of life, the orach chayim. The path of life delineated for man, for humanity, in the divine, the divine revelation, which is Torah, B'Torat Yahuwah, in the Torah of he who be who he be. So the Hebrew Torah, here in the first verse, we have the first and the most comprehensive of the key words, key words, key words, Torah, Torah. Now, it's inaccurately translated by Western Gentile Christians in the English as, quote, law. That's an accurate translation, which has given the wrong impression to the Gentiles that a a legal system in the Western Gentile sense is intended. The true meaning of Torah is teaching, direction, from Yara, 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 like to point, to aim, right? And it connotes the whole will of Ha Elohim, of Ha'ilahim, of Eloheinu, of our power, the Almighty, as imparted and imparted to man for his guidance and direction, his guidance. Testimonies. Now, testimonies, edot, the testimonies, edotayo, his testimonies. The testimonies is the second key word. So the first key word in today's daily psalm, and remember the link was Psalm 19. So Psalm 19, round about verses 7 to 9, it links with the full of full and the key words of today's daily psalm 119. So the second key word, edot, testimonies. What is meant by a testimony, according to Torah? It's the rules of conduct that will attest the divine will. The divine will. Yes, people have will, free will, so to speak, right? But then in life, sometimes people bind their will, or they get, they get trapped sometimes. Sometimes you don't want to say something because you might offend somebody. And maybe you're going to offend somebody who's wrong. So that means your will now is bound by this some other body. So we do have will. But now the testimonies, right? His testimonies and our testimonies brings out the rules of conduct that attest divine will. Those that seek, they who seek him, darash, like you said, midrash, the study is based on our seeking him. The midrash is based on the darash, and here we have b'kol lev yidrashu, they who seek, they who darash, who? They who darash him. Now, verse 10 and Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 29. Take note. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 29, speaking about seeking him. They said verse 10 in the bait section, with my whole heart have I sought the eye. So here he brings out a kind of a testimonial, because libi, all my heart, libi, derashtika, have sought the ka, the eye, speaking directly to he who be, who he be. Now, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 29, because of divine curiosity, just want to remind I and I selves and I and I listeners right here, those who hear this now and in the future, let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 29. Now, those who have the irid of disciples will take note, and when they can, they'll go there for themselves. So sometimes we might make a quote and we don't go there, but hopefully those who are seeking will seek to see whether this quote lines up. Deuteronomy here, chapter 4, verse 29, it says, but if from thence, from there, thou shalt seek Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah thy Elohim, thy almighty power, thou shalt find him. Seek, and ye shall find him. If thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. And it's interesting, verse 30 here, just to connect verse 30, when thou, I and I, art in tribulation, and all these things are come upon thee, even in the latter days, if thou turn, the turn is that repent to Shuba, do to Shuba, turn to Yahuwah Eloheka, to he who be, who he be, thy almighty power, and shall be obedient, Shema, to hear, right, and obey, hear with the implication to obey, to feel it, so to speak, You hear, you feel it, shall be obedient to his voice, his vocal. And right here, just to connect this right here with the voice.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
You hear?
You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments. Of the Ten and Man, elaborate.
Torah. And give thanks. Let's elaborate right here. So those who seek him, they earnestly set out on the quest to discover how Ha'el, the Almighty, Ha'elohim, desires humanity to live. They seek out his liberty. His liberty how? Bekol lev, with the whole heart or with all heart. With all heart. Heartical. With the fullest concentration of the mental faculty of the mind. Let this mind be in you. The mind, the mental faculty upon the task of learning. The task of learning. Come. Verse 3 right here. All right, so here it's going through these verses here in the Aleph section of today's daily psalm, the longest psalm, but to get a groundation right here. Here, verse 3. Af lo palu avla bia de rakayo halaku yea. They do no unrighteousness. Af, for sure. Has a sense of like af, yay, for sure. Af, lo, paolo. Some might point as lo, paolo. Paolo, they who don't do. Lo, paolo, aula, or in modern Hebrew, avla, twistedness, pervertedness, moral corruption. Be derakayo. Remember the derek, derakayo. His way in his ways, derakayo. Halaku. Be a derakayo, halaku. They halaka. They trod, they walk. They walk it out. Yea, they do no unrighteousness. What does it mean when it says af lo faulu aula? Faulu aula. What does it mean? Paulu aula. Because the fundamental purpose of Torah, of Jah's directions, instructions, the teaching of his divine majesty, is to withhold man, to restrain man from the path of ra'ah. Evil, unkindness, sadness, badness, madness, that which is lo tov, that which is no good. His ways, derakayo, derakav, modern Hebrew, derakayo, ways of righteousness. So here, touched on the Aleph, Beit, and the Gimel, the three verses here, the Dalet, the fourth verse. Thou hast ordained thy precepts. Remember one time in Rastafari tribe, mine and mine always was speaking about precepts. When's the last time you hear mine and mine speak about precepts? Thou hast ordained thy precepts. We let you hear the word sound of his majesty, the King of Kings, concerning what? The 10 words, the 10 commandments, and his advice. Right? Take Abba's advice. Thou hast ordained thy precepts that we should observe them diligently. Ata uita fikudeka. You know, we talk about the Pakad Pikuday, one of the Torah reading and feedings, right? Thy precepts, Fikudeka, Fikudeka. Atats wita Fikudeka. Lishmor meod. Lishmor meod. That we, right, should observe them diligently. Lishmor. Lishmor. To observe. To observe. Interesting right here. To observe. Let me look at the KJV. The KJV. It says right here. It says that thou hast commanded. In the King James Version, verse 4, it says, thou hast commanded. You see the us in the KJV, the us? Wherever you see the italics, those words are not there in the Hebrew. Because when I was reading the Hebrew here, lishmor meod, the translation here in the Hebrew from the Hebrew Psalter in the English, it says they have the we there. But in the King James Version, they have the us there. But then in the verse, I read it over again. I said, lishmor meod. There's no we there. It says lishmor, to keep, to shamar, to hedge about. Meod, very much. To hedge about, very much. So here the King James says, thou hast commanded us, or commanded, to keep thy precepts diligently. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. So the word diligently is meod. The word meod in the Hebrew is like very, it's like very much, or we'll say nuff nuff. It's like on that sixth day in Bereshith, right, Genesis chapter 1, he said all things that he created, he said tov meod. He said tov, 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 tawab, good. But on the sixth day, the creation of man, male and female, he created them. He said, tov me'od. So me'od has a sense of very much, just to make that nuance there. So instead of that we, right, where it says right here, it says, thou hast ordained, commanded. Ata, ata, the pronoun in Hebrew speaking to a male, singular, ata, 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 tzuita. Modern Hebrew, ata tzvita, ata tzvita fikurekha, ata, the I, male, tzvita, tzvita, has tzawa, tzawa, tzava, tzawa, commanded, tzvita, the I has commanded, fikudeka, has commanded thy precepts. So precepts now becomes the third key word. So here at verse 4, we have the third key word. The first two, Torah, direction, instructions, commonly mistranslated as law in the English versions, testimonies, right, the edot. And here we have fikudeka, right, the fikudeka, right, his precepts. The third key word, pakad, right, pakad, pakad. Denoting particularized rules that it is man's duty to obey. Right? Particularized rules. Verse 5 right here, just going through these 8 verses of the Aleph section here to get a groundation and introduce some of the key words, the key words. So we have law or Torah, testimonies, and precepts. Torah, testimonies, and precepts, these three key words. And compare and contrast with Psalm 119 here in the Aleph section in the full of full with Psalm 19, verses 7 to 9, I think in the King James, 7 to 9. The Hebrews 8 to 10, 7 to 9. Here, the fifth verse, here, today's daily Psalm 119. Achalai, achalai, yikonu, derakai. Oh, that my ways were directed. Achalai, achalai, my ways, achalai. Yikonu, 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 from konen, as you, it even links with mekonen in the Amharic, but here we have konen, to establish, direct in that sense. Yikonu, yikonu, derakai. Achalai yikonu derakai. Oh, that my way was directed lishmor, to observe or to keep, to hedge about, lishmor chukeka, thy chok. Remember, previous we had the para aduma and we had the chukat. Remember the chukat. Here we have chukeka, the eyes statutes. The statutes, lishmor chukeka, to keep, to guard. Now notice that in the fourth verse, the Hebrew is lishmor me'od, to observe them much, to observe them nuf, to observe them diligently. And here in the fifth verse, it is said, achlai yikonu derakai, lishmor chukeka, lishmor, that I, right, to observe what? To observe thy statutes, my ways, achlai. This is another sense of way here. I bring out some of the full as we go through, but this is speaking to the daily conduct, right? The daily conduct. And then we have statutes, the chukot and the chukim. Here, chukeka, speaking directly to he who be who he be. We have the fourth key word, statutes, as we had chukat previously. Statutes. Now, this does not occur. This word, chukeka, the chok, and chukot, the chukim, does not occur in Psalm 19. Take note. Its literal meaning is, the literal meaning of the chok, and the chukat, as we had previously in the feminine sense, chukat, because dealing with the para aduma, the red heifer, and we have the chukim in a general sense, but from the chok, the literal meaning in the Hebrew, from the Hebrew, is that which is engraven on stone. The direct meaning, the root of the chok and the chukat is chakak. In the Hebrew, that means to engrave, to inscribe, or to cut on stone. It says to write it on stone. The common form in which the Torot is the plural sense, the directions, instructions of a community were published. So the directions of a community in the ancient times were written or engraved, right, cut on stone. And this is the word behind the Hebrew word for statutes, as we had the chukat of the para aduma, the red heifer, right, coming out of Mitzrayim. There is a link, you think, to the red hathor, the red heifer. And this is based on the Hebrew root word, the literal meaning chakak, to engrave or to cut on stone, because that was the ancient and common form in which the laws or the rules and regulation of a community were published. This signifies a law or an ordinance regulating the life, the liberty of the individual, the indivisible dual, the I and I, as a member of society. As a member of his society, yes, I, Rastafari, Lion of the Tribe of Judah society. Here, the sixth verse. Just some of the key words right here, taking it up to the eight. Az lo evosh, then should I not be ebosh, lo ebosh, not for me to be ashamed. I would not be ashamed, lo ebosh. Lo evosh, lo ebosh. Then I should not be ashamed. Az lo ebosh. Be habiti. When I have regard, habit, when I scrutinize, bringing out the sense of scrutinize, look upon something diligently. Be habiti. Il kol Mitzoteka. Ill call to all mitzoteka. Or in some modern Hebrew, call mitzvoteka. Call mitzvoteka. Right? Modern Hebrew. But here, when I have regard to all thy commandments, behabiti, behabiti. Almost like making it a habit, habiti. But it comes from the word to regard or to like look upon something. You know, when you're looking on something and you start to really, you squint the eye to get a clear view of it. This is the sense of what he means and what I and I mean when we say here in verse 6, when I have regard. Be habiti el kola mitzvoteka, to all thy commandments. Not be ashamed. And notice that word az, az, az. Not oz, right? Not oz, oz. Not from az, but az, soft A. Az in the Hebrew means then. So notice even the flow of the verses, right? When you go through these verses leading up to the sixth verse. This and this and this, because of this and this and this, oh, that my ways were directed to observe thy statutes, then az, loy bosh. Loy bosh, I won't be a bash, no bashment, pun I. Loy bosh, az loy bosh, be habitia il kol mitzoteka, when I have regard. So what do we have here? Not be ashamed, loy bosh, not be possessed by a feeling, right? A feeling, or even a phobia, fear, false evidence appearing real, or feeling of remorse at having failed to reach the ideal. You know, as I said, to fulfill, right? So we have to try and do, right? But he says, az loy bosh, I would not be ashamed, I would not be abashed by a feeling of remorse at having failed to reach the ideal. But here in this verse, we have the fifth key word. You know what the fifth key word is? Mitzvoteka. Mitzvoteka, 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 the mitzvot, or the mitzvot, commandments, right, commandments, the fifth key word, the commandments. The commandments is a general term also for a law, a direction, instruction of Ha'el, of the Almighty, of Ha'elohim, in the sphere of really just and righteous life and liberty. As we have with the 10, even the 10 words. Once again, hear, Shema, ah, Sima, 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 Rastafari. Hear this, Rastafari.
My advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the 10 commandments.
As lo, Hebosh, be habiti el kol mitzote ka. Here, verse 7. Odeka be yosher lebab. I will give thanks. Odeka. I will give thanks to the eye. I'm speaking to Yah directly. Odeka. 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 Modern Hebrew. Odeka. 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 I giving thanks, or the car, be yosher, be yosher, yosher, upright, the yosher lebab, upright heart. I will give thanks to the eye with a yashar, or be yosher lebab, yosher lebab, yosher lebab, with an upright, upright heart. When I learn thy righteous ordinances, when I learn, be lamadi, be lamadi, be lamadi, lamdi, right? When I learn, mi shipte tzidkeka, 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 tzidkeka. From tzedek, righteous, mishpate, the righteous mishpat, or the judgments, mishpate, mishpate, tzidkeka, the judgments, of thy righteousness. B Lamadi Lamadi Mishipate Sidka. Here. When I learn. The psalmist does not profess to be thoroughly conversant with HaTorah, and neither do I and I. Right? He is a learner, as we should have that mind of a learner, and his or her knowledge increases. His heart responds with deeper thankfulness. Therefore, at this seventh verse, Odeka b'yosher lebab b'lamidi lamidi mishipetei tzidkeka. When I learn ordinances. Now, ordinances, the word ordinances, here we have it as mishipetei tzidkeka, which would be more correctly the judgments of thy righteousness. When I learn the judgments of thy righteousness, be lamidi mishpatei tzidkeka. Here we have the mishpat, the ordinances, the sixth key word literally is the judgments that regulate man's relationship with his neighbor. Man's relationship with our neighbor, with one another, and are characterized by righteousness. Here, getting ready for the last part of this podcast.
On this occasion, I address also all those within our empire. Our Christianity is not restricted to the given church, and I stress above all that we do not wish to make distinctions. My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments and can elaborate on it. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow, I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian.
10 seconds.
Ita chukeka eshmor, I will observe thy statutes. I will observe thy statutes. Ita chukeka eshmor, tishamar, I will guard, eshmor, thy chukeka, thy statutes. Oh, forsake me, forsake I not. Oh, forsake I not utterly. Alata azaveni ad meod, utterly, until very much. Ad meod, literally like until, going on like very much. Ad meod. Al ta azaveni, al tazveni. Forsake me not. Don't forsake me. Al ta'azabeini. Ad me'od. Oh, forsake I not utterly. Mindful of Yasher Allah's, Yisrael's fate. When guilty of transgression, he and I praise to be spared that penalty, because his endeavor will be to adhere faithfully to what Ha'el, the Almighty, Ha'elohim, commands. Now, right here, brothers and sisters, just looking at the time right here, so I was going to just touch on the Aleph, but let's just touch on the Beit, because there's something that needs to be brought out right here. Let's try to bring this up to the 12th verse, especially for that Baruch Ata, Yahuwah, blessed art thou. So here, the bait section. Now you notice that each first word in the Aleph section was with a Hebrew word beginning of Aleph. First verse, Ashrei, Ashrei, Af, Ata, Achlai, Az, Odeka, It. Here. So here we have the bait. Wherewithal shall a young man keep his way pure by taking heed thereto according to thy word? Vameh. Yevake na'ar. A young man, keep him pure, wherewithal, bameh, in what? Hold on,
right here. This is a poor copy right here.
Okay. Yeah. Sometimes some of the printings, because we like some of the old books, especially the books published around the time of His Majesty, but sometimes the printing rate there is not always very, 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 very good. But here, let's get to this verse right here. We're in the bait section, which is the ninth verse right here, right? Bame Yizake Na'ar Eta Arho Lishmor Ki Devareka. Here, again, the bait section at verse 9 of Psalm 119. Wherewithal shall a young man, a Na'ar, cleanse Zaka. So we have right here, Ye Zake, Bameh, in what? Bameh Yizake Na'ar, in what cleansing or purifying a young man? Bameh Ye Zake Na'ar, cleanse what? Et Archo. Now, the orach is like a way, a path, right? A way, a path. His path. Archo, his path. And the answer, by taking heed thereto, according to thy word. Lishmor. So we have this expression, lishmor, to keep, by keeping, by guarding, by keeping. Ki debareka. Dabar is word here. Ki, according or as, debareka. Speaking to he who he be. Keeping the I, word, right here. So the young man, the na'ar, is the word for young man, na'ar, beset by temptations. The word for the Hebrew word, dabar, hadabar. In the beginning was hadabar, and hadabar was with ha Elohim, and dabar was Elohim. Here we have dabar, word, dabar. This is the seventh key word. It's a general term for the expressed will of Elohim. The express will of Elohim. Here, verse 10. I want to bring it up to verse 12 right here. Bekol libi derashtika ala tashageini mia mitzawoteka. Mi mitzvoteka. Here, verse 10. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Bekol libi. Bekol, by in all.
Libi, Bikol Libi, Derashtika, Derashtika. You know, we say the Midrash, the study, seeking. Derashtika, I have sought the eye. Alatashgeni, Mia Mitzoteka, Alatashgeni. Oh, make I not err, make I not err from thy commandments. Alatashgeni, make me not to err or to wander, to shaga. Cause I not to shaga, don't cause I to shaga. Alatashgeni, tashgeni. Atashgeni ami mitzoteka, from thy mitzvot, mitzoteka, from the I commandments. Now this here brings out the sense in verse 2, links with verse 2, but the zoom in on this verse here is, let me not err. Al tashgeni, make me not to shaga. Al tashgeni, not intentionally. Remember we had the shigayon? Remember Shigayon, Psalm 7, impulsive speech, Shigayon, or it could be also on another level, like using more words when fewer would be, you know, fewer could be necessary, but you use more words than necessary, a roundabout way, indirection in that sense, but it also can have a sense of impulsive, right, shaga. So here we have Al-Tashgeni, not intentionally, right, not intentionally, but inadvertently, inadvertently through defective knowledge. So when I do err or make a mistake in thy way, in thy Torah, in thy derech, in the darak, right, that it will be not intentionally, I knew what was right, but I did the wrong. No, it will be inadvertently because perhaps the knowledge, what I thought I knew, I got to know much better. Verse 11, right here, here, here. Keep it moving forward. B'libi tzafanti imrateka lima'an lo echeta lak. Lo echeta lak. Thy word have I laid up in my heart. B'libi. By way of on, the beta sentia, the sensual beth, b, by way of on, b, by way of on, libi, 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 my heart, b, libi, on, in, my heart, tzafanti, tzafanti, I have tzafandit, like Zephaniah, the name Zephaniah, tzafanyahu, to treasure up, sometimes it's translated as the mystery of Yah. Tzafanya, right? Here we have tzafanti, tzafanti, I having treasured. I've hid this away as something very valuable. Bilibi tzafanti. Imrateka lima'an lo echita lak. That I might not sin, I might not uck up, I might not miss the mark. Lo echita, lo echita. Lo echeta, not to be a hater. Lo echeta lak, would not miss the mark against the eye. In a sense, not be a hater to the eye. Lo echeta lak, from the chatah in the Hebrew and the Afro-Shemitic, even the Amharic, means to lack, to miss, like you missed the mark. So here, here, here we have the eighth and the last of the key words. That's why we wanted to bring it right here, here, here. The eighth and the last of the key words. Which is the key word? Imrateka. The Imra. Imra from Amar. Amar is interesting because also we have Amhara, Amara. But here we have, right here, 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 Imra. Imrateka. The I, male word, thy word, thy word, have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin, I might not miss against the I. I won't be caught lacking, I won't be caught lacking to the I. B'libi atzafanti imrateka lima'an Lo echeta lak. I have stored, treasured away in my heart. So here we have Imra, the Hebrew Imra, the eighth and last key word. This is said to be a poetical variant of Dabar. Dabar, also brought out and translated as word. We have that in verse 9. Remember in verse 9, Ki Devareka, Ki Devareka, Ki Devareka, the I Dabar. When it says, like, in the beginning was the word, that's the Dabar, Ha Dabar. When it says the word made flesh, Ha Dabar. The Imra, some say, is a poetical variant, right? The parallelism in Isaiah. We find the Isaiah chapter 5:24. Both are kind of brought out in an interesting parallelism, right? They have rejected HaTorah, the Torah, Torat Yahuwah, Sebaot. They have rejected the direction and instruction of He who be who He be of hosts, and contend the word, the Imra of the Holy One of Yisrael, of Yasharala, Isaiah chapter 5, verse 24. What's the difference here? Well, the Imra is almost like the speech. Like we say, selective speeches, the divine oracles, the divine articulations, the speech. So we have Imra is more like speech, and Dabar is more like word, like logos, like logic, the core. And then the Imra would almost be like the speech, if you can overs. We'll get into some more of the details right there. But both of them are translated often as word. So here we have the eighth and the last of the key words, the Imra, Imra, Imra. Have I laid up? The verb is commonly used of safeguarding a precious object. Belibi, Safanti, Safanti. And Safanti is related to Zephaniah, Zafan, Safanyao, Safanya, Safanyao. Here we have Safanti, I having treasured up, I having safeguarded this as a precious something in my heart, heartically. So has the psalmist and I treated and should treat Ha'el, Ha'el, the Almighty's word, right? Both the Hadabar, the word made flesh, and his Imra, right? His word sound, his wonderful counsel. Right here to bring it to verse 12, just to kind of come to a fulfillment right here for now, touching on some of the key words. Keywords, keywords, keywords. Here. Blessed art thou. Now remember that the bless in verse 12 in the Hebrew is not the same as the so-called blessed, right, in the translation, King James Version, verse 1. In verse 1 it was ashrei. That's the Beatitudes bless, right? That's the Beatitudes bless. And here we have Baruch, right? Baruch. Baruch is a different sort of a bless. So in the translation, that confusion is there because of the translators. But as we study, we seek and study to show ourselves approved. So here, verse 12 right here. Baruch atah Yahuwah. Lamdeini chukeka, lamdeini chukeka. Blessed art thou, O he who be who he be. Teach me thy statutes. Notice the emphasis here in Psalm 119, Torah, Way of Life, on the statutes, right? The chukim and the chukot here, chukeka, on thy statutes. But here we get the formula Hebraically and even in latter days and times Judaically for blessings. The Baruch Ata Yahuwah. Baruch Ata Yahuwah Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Or in modern Judaism, and many ones today may say Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. That Baruch Ata Yahuwah. From here, 119 and 12. Baruch Ata. Some of the other Israelites might say Barakata, Barakata. But actually it's Baruch, Baruch, You have to understand the Puel sense of it, Baruch, right? Because you say Barak, Barak Atah can have a sense of he blessed you, or he blessed you, right? But Baruch is saying blessed, one already being blessed, Atah, the I, Yahuwah, he who be who he be. Baruch Atah Yahuwah. In relation to man, of man to Elohim, in relation of man, the human being to Elohim, to bless, to barak, right, means to prosper his cause. See, when we get to the root idea of the Afro-Shemitic, the African Shemitic, to bless, to barak, has a sense of to increase, to prosper in a sense of to increase. Right, to increase. It says bless the work of I and I hands, increase and prosper the work of I and I hands. So many of the sages, they reason, well, if that be so, how in the world, right, can we bless him based on an understanding of the Hebrew? Right? How do we bless him? Well, Baruch, right, is basically acknowledging in a sense that he is blessed, that blessed art thou. Thou is increased. Thou is prospered. But in relation of man to Elohim or Adam to Hailehim, to bless means to prosper his cause, to prosper his cause by our concentration, our meditation, our focus of heart, becoming heartificial, not becoming heartical, not artificial, right? We say heartical, right? Focusing our heart, concentration of the heart. That means removing from it that which is not heartical, right? Soul and might. We have in the Shema, Yisrael, to love him with all of our what? Our heart. Well, we can sum it up like this: in the man is a trinity, in our spirit, soul, and body. And our body is our health and our wealth, right? But here, with our heart, our soul, and our might. Might is our physical strength, yes. Right? Our intellectual strength, yes. Our financial strength, yes. To the advancement of Malkuto. The advancement of Malkuto in the Hebrew, of Mengistu, of his kingdom, Malkuto. So, blessed art thou. Here's where we get the key word from the scriptures, right? In relation of man to Elohim, to bless Elohim means to prosper his cause by our concentration, meditation, focus of heart, heart to come, right? Heart, soul, and might. Health and wealth and intellect to the advancement of his kingdom. Hear, hear, hear. Baruch Atah Yahuwah. Lamdeini. Lamdeini. Teach me. Lamdei ani. Ani, I. Lamdei ani. Together. Lamdeini. Teach I. Chukeka. Teach I thy statutes. Thy statutes. Here, 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 recorded before, but just to sum up on this theme here, brothers and sisters, seeing that we only have a little bit of time here to go through a little bit more of this right here, but thought it was necessary. Oh, before we go forward, just let's go over, did you take note of those key words, Habarim? Habarim, did you take note of those key words? What are the key words again? Let's go over the eight key words. Eight key words, right? Eight key words. The eight key words is Torah, direction, instruction, testimony, precepts, right, statutes, commandment, ordinances, right, word, dabar, and word of speech, imra. So we have Torah, testimony, precepts, statutes, commandments, ordinance or judgments, ordinance slash judgments, dabar, the seventh word, Imra, Imra, and word in the sense of speech. Give I and I the teaching of His Divine Majesty.
Hear, O Israel. 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 What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel, hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, 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 important?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Baruch Abba Yerushalayim.
Baruch
Ata Adonai.
Baruch
Abba Yerushalayim.
מזמור קי"ט א' אשרי תמימי דרך ההולכים בתורת אדוני, אשרי נוצרי עדותיו בכל לב ידרשוהו, אף לא פעלו עוולה בדרכיו הלכו, אתה ציווית פיקודיך לשמור מאוד, אחלי ייכונו דרכי לשמור חוקיך. אז לא אבוש בהביטי אל כל מצוותיך, עודך ביושר לבב ולומדי משפטי צדקיך. את חוקיך אשמור, אל תעזבני עד מאוד. ב' במה יזכה נער את אורחו לשמור כדבריך, בכל ליבי דרשתיך, אל תשגני ממצוותיך, בליבי צפנתי אמרתיך, למען לא אחטא לך. ברוך אתה אדוני למדני חוקיך, בשפתי סיפרתי כל משפטי פיך, בדרך עדותיך ססתי כעל כל הון, בפיקודיך אשיך ואבית אורחותיך, בחוקותיך אשתעשע לא אשכח דבריך. גימל גמול על עבדך אחיה ואשמרה דבריך, גל עיניי ואבית נפלאות מתורתך, גר אנוכי בארץ אל תסתר ממני מצוותיך, גרסה נפשי לתאווה אל משפטיך וכל עת. גערת זדים ארורים השוגים ממצוותיך. גל מעלי חרפה ובוז, כי עדותיך נצרתי. גם ישבו שרים בי נדברו, עבדך יסיח בחוקיך. גם עדותיך שעשועי, אנשי עצתי. דלת, דבקה לאפר נפשי, חייני כדבריך. דרכי סיפרתי ותענני, למדני חוקיך. דרך פיקודיך הבינני, ואשיך בנפלאותיך. דלפה נפשי מתוגה, קיימני כדבריך. דרך שקר הסר ממני, ותורתך חונני. דרך אמונה בחרתי, משפטיך שיוויתי. דבקתי ועדותיך, אדוני אל תבישני. דרך מצוותיך ארוץ, כי תרחיב ליבי. הורני אדוני דרך חוקיך, ואצרנה עקב. הבינני ואצרה תורתך, ואשמרנה וכל לב. הדריכני בנתיב מצוותיך, כי בו חפצתי. הט ליבי אל עדותיך, ואל אל בצע. העבר עיניים מראות שב, בדרכיך חייני. הקם לעבדך אמרתך, אשר ליראתך. העבר חרפתי אשר יגורתי, כי משפטיך טובים. הנה תאבתי לפיקודיך, בצדקתך חייני, 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 חייני.
ברוך השם. ברוך השם. 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 Bless be the name, the name, the name, the name, the name. Baruch Hashem 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 Hashem
Baruch Ata Adonai
Jam Rastafari Jam Rastafari
Psalm 119, the 12th verse right here. It says, Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. Baruch atah Yahuwah, lamdeini chukeka, chukeka, thy statutes. Blessed art thou, the key phrase, Baruch atah Yahuwah, we say the Hashem. Other Yehudis would replace the Hashem, the Yod-Heh, Weh-Heh, Yahuwah, Yahawah, Yahweh. They replace it by Adonai. So you might often hear Yehudi say, Baruch Ata, Baruch Adonai.
Baruch Adonai.
We taught them that. Baruch Ata Yahuwah. Blessed art thou, O Jehovah. Blessed art thou. In relation of man to Ha-Elohim, to the power, Ha-Elohim, to bless. What does to bless mean in relation of man to Ha-Elohim? It means to prosper his cause by our I&I concentration, focus of heart, heartical, focus of heart, soul, and might to the advancement of his kingdom, Malkuto, in the royal Amharic to Mengistu, Mengistu, to his kingdom, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth, right, as it is in heaven. Baruch Ata Yahuwah, blessed art thou. So once again, we know that blessing in the sense of Elohim to man is to cause us to increase, to increase, to increase. But how is it that we can bless he who be who he be? How can we increase? You know, we can't increase him. He is the Almighty. So the reasonment here, and this is coming from today's Psalm, Psalm 119, the Torah, Yahweh of life, Baruch Ata Adonai, blessed art thou, Baruch Ata, 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 the I, speaking directly to him. Speaking to he, to him, male, Ata, Baruch, Ata, blessed art the I, he who be who he be. In relation of man, of I, not a human being, to the power to bless means to prosper his cause by I and I focus, our concentration of heart, heartically, soul, psychically, might, to the advancement of Malkuto, Mengistu, and the advancement of his kingdom, even the fulfillment of our Father prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Yes, I, Rastafari, 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 Rastafari,
Rastafari, Rastafari, Rastafari, Rastafari. His foundation is in the wall of mountain. Jell of the gates of Zion, more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rehob and Babylon, to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Psalm 119. Hallelujah. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies, and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity, they walk in his way. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgment. I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. Bet. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Gimel. Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath unto thy judgments at all times. Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimonies. Princes also did sit and speak against me. But thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counsel. Dalit. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts. So shall I talk of thy wondrous works. My soul melteth for heaven. Strengthen thou me according unto thy word. Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me thy law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. I have stuck unto thy testimonies. O Lord, put me not to shame. I will run the way of thy commandments, when thou shalt enlarge my heart. Hey. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies, and not to covetousness. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way. Establish thy word unto thy servant, who is devoted to thy fear. Turn away my reproach, which I fear, for thy judgments are good. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in my righteousness.
ברוך אתה אדוני.
מזמור קוף יוד עת, מזמור קוף יוד עת, Psalm 119, Psalm CXIX, מזמור קוף יוד עת. Here, the Aleph verse, the first verse in the Aleph section of Psalm 119, is themed Torah, the way of life. Here, the Aleph verse in the Aleph section. And today's psalm is an acrostic psalm. It consists of 22 stanzas to correspond with the number of letters in the Hebrew Aleph Beit, 8 verses to each stanza. Here. The Aleph, the first verse. Ashrei temimei darek haholkim b'torat Yahuwah. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord, who walk in the Torah of Jehovah. Ashrei temimei darek haholkim b'torat Yahuwah. These words, here, opening words of Psalm 119, are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Shir HaShirim, in Song of Songs of Solomon, Song 2, verse 14. O my dove that art in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs, O my love that art in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs. Yonati b'chagwe ha'selah b'seter ha'madrega. O my dove, Yonati, Yonati, O my dove, b'chagwe ha'selah, b'chagwe ha'selah, that art in the clefts of the rock, b'chagre, chagre, chagwe, chagwe, or some would enunciate as b'chagwe, but ancient pointing b'chagwe ha'selah, b'chagwe ha'selah, in the clefts of the rock, b'seter ha'madrega, in the covert or the secret, b'seter, in the seter, b'seter ha'madrega, in the covert, in the secret places of the stairs. Rav Yehuda ha-Lewi bar Shalom, Rav Judah the Levite bar Shalom, he taught the name of Rav Yehuda bar Shimon. He taught the name of Rav Judah bar Simon. Not, O dove, quote, end quote, not, quote, O dove, end quote, is written here, but, O my dove, Yonati, Yonati. It's not Yonah or Yonat that is written here, but Yonati, Yonati, meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said to me, the children of Israel are like a dove, undefiled. To I, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, are like a dove, undefiled. But to the peoples of the earth, of the earthly plane, but to the peoples of the earth, they seem as subtle as serpents. Hence, here it is said, Yonati, Yonati, O my dove, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said further, I have given them positive commandments, and they took their performance upon themselves, and negative commandments, and they took obedience to them upon themselves. And although I did not explain to them what their reward was to be, they said not a word to me. They said not a word to I. And so of all my many other commandments, therefore, Ha'el, Ha'el, the power of the Almighty, Ha'el Elohim, called Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, Yonati, Yonati, my dove. Rav Huna Bar Abin taught in the name of Rav Acha, all wondrous works and mighty deeds that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, does in the world are on account of the undefiled in the way, are on account of Temimei Darek, the upright, the undefiled, Temimei Darek, the undefiled in the way, the Darek, the Derek, the way. For Scripture says, even in Eob, in Job, Job chapter 37, verse 16, where it reads, dost thou know the balancings of the clouds?
Hetera ala miflase av. Dost thou know the balancings of the clouds? Hetera ala miflase av. Miflase ab. Ab. Here, 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 the clouds, the ab, or some would enunciate as av. Av. Hetera ala miflase av. Dost thou know the balancing of the clouds? And what is meant? What is meant by the balancings of the clouds, Hebraically? What is meant by miflase av? Miflase av. Miflase av. The balancing of the clouds, or here, 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 Hebraically, the balancing of the cloud. The balancing of the cloud. What is meant? Even the power of rain is balanced as if it were weighed in a scale. The balancing signifies weighing in a scale is evident from the phrase, even in Proverbs, in the Mashal Mishle Shlomo, Proverbs 16:11, Proverbs chapter 16, verse 11, quote, a just weight and balance, end quote. And here, here, Midrash note, here, phrase, Hiteda, al miflase av. Dost thou know the balancing of the clouds, miflase av. The word balancings, miflase, is met with nowhere else in the Bible, in the scripture. The phenomenon of the clouds poised in the sky, heavy with rain, yet without support, is to be marveled at. Here, 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 Eob and Job, Job chapter 37, verse 16. And also in Job's words in chapter 26, verse 8. But here, 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 even the power of rain is balanced as if it were weighed in a scale. Weighed in a scale. Here, here, Midrash note on Mizmor of Yotate. Here, here, here. The amount of rainfall is measured out to men in the degree that they are undefiled. So bringing out the Midrash right here on even the power of rain is balanced as if it were weighed in a scale. Weighed in a scale. That is, the amount of rainfall is measured out to men, to humanity, in the degree that they are undefiled. And what is meant by the conclusion of the verse in Eob in Job? Dost thou know the balancings of the clouds, the wondrous works of him who is undefiled in wisdom? Peles u mozne mishpat la Yahuwah, a just balance and scales are of Jehovah. Bringing this out right here, here that balancing, miflase, signifies weighing in a scale is evident from the phrase in Mishle Shlomo in the Mashal, the Proverbs, Mishlim, Proverbs of Solomon, here, Proverbs chapter 16, verse 11. Peles u mozne mishpat la Yahuwah, a just balance and scales are of Jehovah. Peles u mozne mishpat la Yahuwah. And what is meant by the conclusion of the verse in Job? Dost thou know the balancing of the clouds, the wondrous works of him who is undefiled in wisdom? Hetera ala miflase av mifalota temim da'im. Dost thou know the balancings of the clouds? Hetera ala miflase av the wondrous works of him who is perfect in knowledge? Mifloota temim da'im. Miflot temim da'im. Da'im. Temim da'im. Perfect in knowledge. Temim da'im. The wondrous works of him who is perfect in knowledge. Mifloota temim da'im. Hetera ala miflase av. Mifloota temim da'im. It means, taught Rav Yehuda bar Shimon, taught Rav Judah bar Simon, that Hael, the Almighty, Hael Elohim, the true good, true God, the power, brings rain for the sake of him who is undefiled in the sight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is undefiled in the sight of the Holy One, the set apart, the sanctified, the Isle One, blessed be he, Baruch Hu. And David made it plain that the undefiled is Yisrael, is Israel, saying in the 18th Psalm, Hebraically, the 24th verse, and I was undefiled to him. And I was undefiled to him. Why he, Tamim, Imo,
and I was single-hearted with him. Wa'ehi, and I became wa'ehi, wa'ehi, tamim, immo. And I was single-hearted with him, or here in the Midrash, and I was undefiled. I was undefiled to him. Wa'ehi, tamim, immo. And I was single-hearted with him. Even though Yisrael is regarded as serpents, even though Yisrael is regarded as serpents and scorpions by the Goye Haaretz, by the nations, the heathen nations, the nationalities of the earth, of the earthly plane. And when David saw that Yisrael was undefiled in the sight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he began to offer praise, Isis, as is said, even here in today's Mizmor, blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Ashrei temime darek haholkima b'torat Yahuwah. Happy Ashrei, beatitude. Happy Ashrei, beatitude. Blessed Ashrei, happy temime darek are the upright, temime the undefiled, temime darek in the way haholkim. Those who trod b'torat in the Torah Yahuwah of Jehovah. Ashrei temimei darek haholkim b'torat Yahuwah, 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 Yahuwah.
Baruch atah Adonai. John! Rastafari. John!
You know we are Israelites.
Blessed are they that keep his testimonies. Ashrei notrei edotayo. Ashrei notrei edotav. Ashrei notrei edotayo. Happy are they that keep, that guard, notrei, notrei, edotayo, edotav, modern Hebrew, edotav, edotayo, edotayo, ashrei, notrei, edotayo. Happy are they that keep, that guard his testimonies. Hear. Today's Psalm, Mizmor Kof Yod Teit, Psalm 119. Hear the bait. The second verse, first part of the second verse, the Hebrew, Ashrei notrei edotayo, translated as blessed are they that keep his testimonies. Mo better in the Hebrew, Ashrei, happy are they that keep notrei edotayo, edotayo, that keep his testimonies. That is, if you keep them, if you natar, if you keep them, I shall keep you. So too Shlomo said, so too Solomon said, even in Proverbs chapter 1, chapter 4, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 1, Shlomo, so too Shlomo said, hear, ye children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. And also in the second verse of Proverbs, Mishlei Shlomo, Proverbs of Solomon, chapter 4, verse 2, and also, for I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law. And further, in Mishlei Shlomo, in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 4, he taught me also and said to me, let thy heart retain my words, keep my commandments, and live. And Shlomo, Solomon said also in Proverbs chapter 4 at the 6th verse, forsake her not, and she will preserve thee. Love her, and she will keep thee. And further in Mishlei Shlomo, in Proverbs chapter 6 at verse 22, when thou goest, it shall lead thee.
When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee aye.
Ashrei notrei edotayo.
That is, if you keep them, happy are they that keep his testimonies. I shall keep you. So too, Shlomo HaMelech said in Mishlei Shlomo in the Proverbs of Solomon. Here, the Dalet chapter, the fourth chapter. Shimu banim musarab, we hak shivu la da'ata bina. Hear ye your children. Hear y'all, shimu. Hear all of y'all. Shema, shimu banim, children. Musar, instruction. Ab, instruction of a father. Shimau bani musar ab we hakashivu la daat bina and attend to know and attend we hakashivu we hakshivu hakshivu and attend be attentive attend we hakashivu la daat of knowledge for knowledge bina to know la daat to know. Bina, to know, bina, to know understanding. And also in the next verse, the bait, the second verse of Proverbs chapter 4, for I give you good doctrine, forsake ye, forsake y'all not my law. Kia lekach tov, natati lachem, torati al ta ezovu, for I give you good doctrine, good teaching. Ki lekach tov natati lachem, forsake ye, forsake your not, al ta'ezovu, forsake your not, torati, torati al ta'ezovu, ki lekach tov natati lachem, torati al ta'ezovu. And further and furthermore, in the Dalet verse, the fourth verse of Mishlei Shlomo of Proverbs chapter 4, verse 4, Vayoreini, Vayomer li, Yitmach devarai, libeka, Shemor mitzotai, Wechye. And he taught me, Vayoreini, 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 and he taught me, Vayomer, and said li, and said to me, Yitmach devarai, Yitmak devarai, hold fast, devarai, debarai, my word, debarai, yitmak debarai, libeka, libeka, thy heart, make thy heart hold fast, hold firm, my word, yitmak debarai, libeka, shemor mitzotai, keep my commandments, guard, hedge about, shemor mitzotai, keep my commandments, wechye, 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 and chye, and live, wechye, and live. Vayoreini, vayomer li, yitmach devarai libecha, shemor mitzotai, wechye. And further, Shlomo said, forsake her not, al ta'azabeha, with Tisha Mereka, and she will preserve thee. Forsake her not, and she will preserve thee. Alata Azabeha, with Tisha Mereka, love her. Ehabeha, 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 love her. With Titzarecha, with Titzareka, and she will keep thee. With Titzareka. Alata azabeha with tishemereka. Ehabeha with titzareka. And furthermore, Shlomo said in Proverbs chapter 6 at verse 22, Behita halekeka ta neche otak. Beshakebeka tishmor aleka. Wahik itzota hi. When thou walkest, when thou trottest, behita halekeka, it shall lead,
it shall lead thee, she shall lead thee. Ta neche otak. When thou liest down, bit shakabeka, it, she, shall watch over thee. Tishmor aleka. And when thou wakest, wa hikitsota, she shall talk with thee. He tisiheka, he tisiheka, she shall talk with thee. She shall meditate. She shall talk with thee. Hear. When thou walkest, trotest, she shall lead thee. When thou liest down, she shall watch over thee. When thou awakest, she shall talk with thee. Be hita halekeka, ta neche otak. Be shakabeka, tishmor aleka. Wa hikasota, hi te sicheka. Ata tsuita fikudeka, lishmor meod. Thou hast charge that we shall diligently keep thy commandments. Hear the Dalet verse of today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Yotet. Hear the Dalet verse. Ata tsuita fikudeka, lishmor meod. Thou hast ordained thy precepts. Ata tsuita fikudeka. Thou hast ordained, thou hast commanded, charge. Ata, the I male. Ata tsuita fikudeka. Thou hast ordained thy precepts. Fikudeka lishmor meod. That we, that I and I, should observe them diligently. Lishmor meod. Lishmor, to guard, to observe, meod, very much, enough. Ata suita fikudeka, lishmor meod. In every part of Scripture, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Sanctified, Set Apart, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, charged the Bnei Yisrael, the Israelites, the sons, the children of Israel, to keep, to guard the commandments of HaTorah, the commandments of the Torah. He charged them in the five books of Moshe. He charged them in the prophets, HaNabi. He charged them in the writings in HaKetubi, as is shown by the verse, even the verse from Mishlei Shlomo, from Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs chapter 22, verse 20. Have I not written three times to thee of counsels and knowledge? Have I not written three times to thee of counsels and knowledge? Halo katavti lecha shilshon b'mo'etzota wada'at. Have not I written? Halo katavti lecha, to the eye, shilshon. Here. Maybe translated as excellent things, or shilshom, three times. The kere, shalishim can signify officers, and shilshom, formally or even literally, three times. Hello, katavti leka shilshom, be moetzot wada'at. Have not I written to thee excellent things? Have not I written to thee of counsels and of knowledge? Halo katavti leka shilshom b'moetzot wada'at. Hence, hear, Shema Yisrael. Here it is said, thou hast charged that we shall diligently keep thy commandments, thy precepts. Ata tsuita fikudeka lishmor meod. Likewise, Scripture says, even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 3, hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it. Wishamarta Yisrael, wishamaita, and hear, wishamaita Yisrael. Hear therefore, O Yisrael, wishamarta, and observe, la isot, and observe to do it.
Veshamayeta Yisrael, Veshamarta La'esot. Hear therefore, O Yisrael, and observe and guard and hedge about to do it. Veshamayeta Yisrael, Veshamarta La'esot. And also says, even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 9, only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently. Rak hishamer lecha ushmora nafshecha meod. Only take heed to thyself. Rak hishamer lecha. Only take heed to lecha, to the I self. Rak hishamer lecha. And keep and guard. Ushmor, and guard thy soul, nafshika, diligently, meod, nuf, very much. Rak ahishamer leka, ushmor nafshika, meod. It means that Hail, Hael, the Almighty, Hail Elohim, Hailahim said to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, to the Israelites, quote, If y'all keep Ha Torah, the Torah, I shall keep your souls. If y'all keep the Torah, I shall keep your souls. And what is meant by the words, lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life? And what is meant by the Devarim, the words, lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life? Pen tishkach et hadvari asher ra'u aineka u'afena yasuru milavaveka kol hayimei chayeka. And what does the words, lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life, lest thou forget the things that thine eyes saw, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. Pen tishkach et hadbarim asher ra'u aineka, ufen yasuru milabaveka kol yimei chayeka. They mean that Hael Elohim, the true good, the true God, said to the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelites, if you obey Ha Torah, the Torah, I shall keep you all the days of your life. Till when? Till in peace, be shalom. In shalom, you will have seen your children and your children's children. As it is written even in Psalm 128, the sixth verse, yea, thou shalt see thy children's children and peace and shalom upon Yisrael. Ure vanim levaneka shalom al Yisrael, and see thy children's children. Ure vanim levaneka, peace be upon Yisrael. Shalom al Yisrael. Orei banim levanecha. Shalom al Yisrael. 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 Yisrael.